What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're still not taking phone calls until I can get through some of this news. We'll probably open up the phones toward the bottom of the hour. And if you're trying to get to my website and having difficulty, well, the Tantrum Squad is back. And we're trying to deal with them. And they're rolling around on the floor. And they're kicking and screaming and causing as much ruckus as they can. And we will fend them off. These children, please, if you can't behave, then kindly go home. All right. We already talked about the override. As you probably heard already, former Israeli President Shimon Peres has passed away. And the obedient corporate media is lauding him as a great man and a great leader and a champion of peace, which is a joke. Now, he did get the Nobel Peace Prize, but so did Barack Obama. And look how peaceful he has been. Al Gore got the Nobel, actually he accepted it on behalf of another group, for human cause global warming. The Nobel Peace Prize is a joke. It doesn't mean you're a man of peace. It just means you've got another gold thing to hang on the wall to impress people and get them to believe you when you spout whatever your nonsense is going to be here. But Shimon Peres, he was a founder of Israel, was responsible for the Nakba, and an architect of the occupation of Gaza and the West Bank. And he was also presided over the notorious 1996 Qana massacre over in Lebanon. A lot of people were wondering if he was, in fact, the Israeli mastermind behind 9/11 itself. He was not a man of peace. What was it that Mark Antony was saying in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar? The evil that men do live after them. The good is oft interred with the bones. Well, that was before corporate media came along. Because now the evil gets buried and the good is made up in this case, and it'll be on monuments and statues and all the rest of that stuff. Meanwhile, over in California, Jerry Brown has signed a new law that outlaws criticism of Israel. And I'm grateful that my former state that I used to live in, that things are so wonderful that the governor has nothing better to do than get involved with foreign politics, because I would hope Governor Brown would remember, or at least the voters remember, that Governor Brown's job is California and not Israel. And he does need to remember that, or he's going to be out of a job. And I have this message to Governor Brown, and in fact to every single American politician out there. If you are that worried about Israel, kindly move there and run for the Knesset. But while you are in the United States and you are part of this government, you put the United States first, second, and third, or you are a traitor to the voters who put you in your office. Now, not too long ago, the Brennan Center for Justice released a report analyzing violent crime data in America's 30 largest cities for the calendar year of 2015. And the report acknowledged modest increases in violent crime in Baltimore, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. But its official conclusion was reports of a national crime wave were premature and unfounded, and the average person in a large urban area is safer walking on the street today than they would have been at any time in the past 30 years. Now, this was being put on out there to get people to say, oh, the police are doing a good job. The FBI is doing a good job. We don't need to have firearms for personal protection. But apparently, just a few months later, the folks at the Brennan Center have been forced to update their study with crime statistics through September of 2016. And they're saying that, yeah, there is a major surge in crime all across the country. The police are not protecting us. In fact, the police are part of the problem. The police are robbing more Americans than the burglars and muggers and thieves are all put together. And they're shooting more innocent Americans than all the mass shooters and terrorists put together. And contrary to the propaganda from Black Lives Matter, they're shooting twice as many white victims as black victims. And let's see. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for phone calls now if you want to call on in, because we're getting close to the bottom of the talking points. Now, if you have Windows 7 and Windows 8, you can go ahead and turn your automatic updates back on. Microsoft has now officially deleted the Windows 10 Nagware. If you want Windows 10, you will have to pay for it. Not many people are going to do that, because more and more of the users are out there saying Windows 10 has been nothing but trouble. And I agree. Now, we gave Windows 10 an honest test. We took Claire's last Quire laptop, which was running Windows 7, and we allowed it to update to Windows 10. And the first thing it did was force us all to use our Microsoft account, login name and password, which means anybody trying to brute force into your machine already has half the information necessary to do it. All of the music files that I had loaded onto that machine under Windows 7 disappeared. Not into the trash folder. I mean, just gone. Completely gone. Now, of course, we have other copies of it and backups of it so forth. But it's the idea that Windows 10 is even more abusive in saying this is how you will organize your files and this is how you will do things. And so we tried to use the automatic rollback to the previous operating system. It doesn't work, not 100%, and we literally wound up throwing the machine away. Just took it on out and threw it in the trash bin. It was unusable. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates. Welcome back to our network. We're talking about, well, a bunch of different catch-up stories here, and we're starting to take phone calls again. Now, there's yet another problem coming out with Windows 10, and there's a consumer group, which, that is highly critical over Microsoft, saying that at this point, there does need to be compensation for people whose computers were updated to Windows 10 without wanting that to happen. And there's a legitimate reason for that. A lot of the applications that we have on Windows 7 won't run on Windows 10. The versions that you can get for Windows 10 are all on month-to-month rentals. It's almost like Windows 10 looks at your applications and says, oh, this is a perpetual license. This shall not stand. And it's all about gouging more money out of people. And that is fascism here. Now, you know the Internet of Things. You've been hearing about it, where you have all these things that have Wi-Fi connectivity. And you know some of them are useful, like your digital SLR camera, and it uploads the photos to your... That stuff is kind of useful. Other things like the coffee machine and whatnot, who the heck needs that? But apparently, these Internet of Things processors have been co-opted for distributed denial-of-service attacks by hackers. And the world's largest DDoS attack came from a network of 152,000 compromised digital cameras and Internet of Things devices. And it knocked an entire media outlet off the Internet. And here's the problem. There's no way to patch it. There's no way to fix the problem. The code is burned into the chips. You can't patch a thing. I think we need to just grab just one cyber criminal and crucify them live on national TV. If they're in decent health, it's going to take them a week to die. And I think 90% of the cybercrime problem is going to go away because the FBI can't solve it. The FBI's official recommendation, Mr. Comey, is if you get infected by ransomware, pay the ransom. So tell us again, Mr. Comey, how the FBI are a bunch of professionals who are doing things the right way. Now, remember the problem with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, which had a bad habit of bursting into flames, and there was a recall, and Samsung has released a replacement phone. They are also starting to burst into flames. Good tech, good engineering. Remember what I said about K kids, when I was a kid, you were encouraged to be learning about electronics and engineering and science, and today you're discouraged. Maybe that's one of the reasons for the decline in quality of our products. The workers in those factories can't think, can't analyze, can't look at something and intuitively know that there's a problem that needs to be dealt with. They just follow the instructions in the book or on the computer, and they come out with crud. All right, we got some callers on the line. John in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? Hope you're doing good.
I'm doing good today. Thank you.
You're right about the crime. But see, the funny thing is, it's like, I think the American people are going to ask the government to take away everything for them for safety, because they're already doing it. Because, you know, you could fix the whole crime problem in these cities if you just legalize weapons, you know? You legalize weapons to the working people and let them buy a $100 gun, you know, so they can protect themselves. Because in these cities...
That would solve the problem.
Like,
you know, I mean, the idea of allowing citizens to have concealed carry is not to have gunfights in the street, but to give the bad guys a reason to go someplace else. But the U.S. government won't do it because right now it's terrified of its own people.
It's not even just concealed carry. Just knowing that, hey, there's people in this neighborhood, more than a handful, that have guns would just discourage everybody from going to that neighborhood. We're discouraging the criminals, from going to that neighborhood.
Absolutely right. Yeah? You're absolutely right. Instead of having signs that say gun-free zone, we should have a sign that says, you know, 5% of the homes here in this neighborhood have guns. You guess which ones.
That would be true freedom right there. That would be true freedom. And that's why, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully the American people are smart enough to not let them be scared into... You know, doing it, because, like, you know, just like Roosevelt said, you know, the biggest thing we have to fear is fear itself. And, you know, you see what Jerry Brown's doing, and it's funny that you brought up him, because that Did Kennedy song, California Uber Alice, kind of predicted that pretty perfectly. It's a happy-go-lucky society, except if you talk bad about somebody, then we're coming down hard on you. You know what I mean?
You know, and California's also passed some of the worst gun control laws in the entire nation. And again, gun control laws only disarm the law-abiding citizen. They have absolutely no effect on criminals. They turn guns into yet another big-ticket smuggler item. I mean, banning drugs hasn't stopped drugs from pouring into the country to the criminals. Banning guns will not stop the guns from pouring across that border into the criminals. Heck, our own government is giving Mexican drug cartels military-style weapons. And the fact of the matter is that if you know anything about chemistry and machine tooling, you can make guns. When I was a kid, I made lots of black powder guns. It's a lot of fun. And if you are in a neighborhood that where everybody disarmed, even a four-shot pepper box Derringer is going to give you an advantage. You can go in and rob a store with something that small.
You're right, because in the Philippines, they got a whole underground industry for making illegal guns. Whole underground industry over there. And you're right, anybody could make them. But my concern is, I want to get your opinion on it. Could they really be doing all this police action? Because, like you said, they're getting ready for World War III. And I wonder, the more police and surveillance that they do have, the more, basically, recruits and draftees they can find?
Well, I think the surveillance is because the U.S. government is aware the American people aren't going to support any more war. They're actually afraid of us. That's why they're trying to disarm the law-abiding citizen. I mean, our government is part and parcel to a criminal empire. And again, it goes all the way back to the mid-1980s and the gun and drug running operation, and all the people involved with it became very rich and very powerfully positioned, especially the Clintons. And if you have a criminal government, it's going to support the criminals. That was the reason for that big stink with the Philippines President Duterte, where he says the problem with drugs is so bad in the Philippines, we're just going to start shooting the drug dealers. What's the first thing Obama says? You can't shoot the drug dealers. I'm getting a piece of that action, or some such nonsense as that. And
yeah, 'cause he was-
on that one issue, they lost the whole South China Sea agenda. And they're giving the U.S. government is giving guns to Mexican drug criminals. They're giving guns to terrorists in Syria. But you, the law-abiding American citizen, are not to be allowed to have guns. And by the way, Hillary Clinton has made it very clear. If she steals the White House, her first move is going to be to find some way to get rid of that gosh darn Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. But you're right. The Filipino president, he's going after the top kingpin in the Philippines, the money pushers, the money runners. That's who he's going after.
Yes.
And nobody likes that. It's kind of funny. But another point I wanted to make, and this goes to a little bit World War III and a little bit of history, but the U.S. was only able to mobilize 8 million men in World War II.
Yes.
The Russians lost that many in the first 18 months.
Yes.
So we really have to start thinking about what we're doing. You know,
well, there's the logistical concern, the fact that if we're making war with Russia on Russia's border, that's their home turf. The U.S. is having to transport weapons and personnel halfway around the globe. I'm sure that the military planners in the Pentagon are thinking that they're going to offer citizenship to all the illegal immigrants who will sign up for a tour of duty. But these are not going to be motivated fighters. You know, they're going to hunker down in the foxholes and not risk their lives and just wait out the time until they can get their green card. They're not going to be effective troops at all. When you couple that with very expensive and poorly performing weapon systems coming out of our military-industrial complex, World War III is going to be a disaster for the United States. We're going to lose this one. We're going to lose it big time. We're already losing it. You know, that's why they're in such a panic over Syria. And even if it goes nuclear, we're still going to lose this thing.
Russia had already stopped us two times. The Aleppo is the second encirclement of so-called U.S. proxies. The first one was Ukraine. This is the vulnerable pocket up there. You know, they encircled not only the army of Ukraine, but the mercenaries that NATO put in there. So, you know, this is going out of hand, and it really needs to just stop. It really needs to just stop, because this is, if World War II was 75 million, this could be in the, I don't even
billions.
Know.
Billions.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a chance for all the population reduction people to say, yes, drop a few more nukes. We you know, it's like the Georgia Guidestones. We should have no more than 500 million humans all over the planet. So we've got to find some way to kill off, you know, 6.5 billion human beings. We'll nuke them, or we'll germ them, or something like that. John, I'm going to let you go here. I got a bunch of other callers waiting very, very patiently. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I wish Donald Trump during the debate would have confronted Hillary Clinton when she claimed that we were hacked by Russian hackers, the DNC. He went on to say there's no proof of that, but he should have asked her, do you have proof of that? And when she says no or yes, it would be at that point that he could say, there's your war hawkish mentality. You're blaming people without any proof whatsoever, and you're doing this to the Russians and to the American people.
And Julian Assange already came on out and said, no, the source of the DNC emails was not Russia. He implied but stopped short of saying that it was Seth Rich. And, you know, who died under very mysterious circumstances.
If I was Trump, I'd be talking about Seth Rich, and I'd be talking more about that kind of stuff. She's being a hawk, right? Essentially, we're at war with Russia and Hillary Clinton right now.
Well, there's war between Hillary Clinton and Russia, but I am not going along with it. We're going to have to let you go here, Alex. We got to take a break for commercials, more phone calls when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phone. Steve in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you very much. I wanted to just say I had a question, but I wanted to really say I really admire your, I really appreciate your mentioning the people, in other words, the Zionists in particular. Mm-hmm. Seems like so many hosts of these shows are just frightened to death of saying the word and putting the blame where so much of it belongs, and I appreciate that you're not afraid to do that, but and you're just saying what's real, what the history and what's going on, you know, and what history has shown us. But I wanted to ask you what you thought about the I call her the debate Hillary. Is it possible? We were thinking that maybe there may be been a double the other night, and not the true Hillary. Has anyone mentioned that to you as far as the debate night?
Well, no. Looking at her face and listening to her voice, there's no question in my mind that that was the real Hillary Clinton, as real as she can ever be. But she may have been wearing leg braces to keep standing for an hour and a half. There was one doctor who claimed that there was one moment in the debate where it looked like she had a very mild seizure. We know that there's some kind of a gizmo on her back. It could be a device that delivers a shock to prevent a seizure from happening. We don't really know. Anything's possible. But again, according to the latest polls, two-thirds of America think that she is hiding a serious medical problem, worse than pneumonia.
Yeah, I believe so. We've heard some doctors mention that she definitely has some kind of a neurological condition that it looks like she's trying to hide. I had one other question. You know, we've learned quite a while ago about the FEMA camps and these places that they have set up. What scenario do you see as a possible scenario where those would be used, or where they would try to use those and put Americans into those things?
Well, obviously, if there's any kind of an armed rebellion, they're going to need some place to keep the prisoners. And I think the fact that FEMA has been setting these camps up tells us just how afraid the government has become of the wrath of the American people. And you need to remember that FEMA is not actually about helping ordinary Americans deal with disasters or emergencies. We saw that with Hurricane Katrina. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is all about protecting the government, continuity of government, protecting the government from us. That's what FEMA's real purpose is. And that's why they really don't do a whole heck of a lot during these real disasters. I remember during Storm Sandy, the FEMA people showed up. They were begging donuts off the Red Cross. They hadn't even brought any food with them.
Wow, yeah. And okay. Well, and I just one last point, if I could. I guess you may have seen this or heard this tape of Hillary when she was a younger lawyer talking about the lie detector, and in this case she defended, I think it was her husband, she defended against this rape charge.
And, no, it wasn't her husband. It wasn't her husband. No,
okay.
She was assigned the case, and, you know, yes, the purpose of a defense attorney is to provide the best case that you can for your client, and she did her job, but she really did seem to take a rather obscene pleasure in destroying this young victim on the stand, claiming that the girl was making it up, that she fantasized about rape, that she had a thing, and just absolutely destroyed her on the stand. And then later on during that TV interview, she admits the suspect failed the polygraph. She, Hillary, knew he had done it. He was guilty. And she thought it was really cool that she'd gotten him off.
Yeah. Do you think that that's a point that if it worked out that Trump could somehow work into a future debate, or you think he should stay away from something?
I think he should stay away from it simply because Hillary's going to turn around and say, that was my job to get him off. And, it doesn't matter how I do it or what I did. I succeeded in doing my job. So I think Trump would be well advised to steer clear of that. I am not sure if that is the case which led to the polygraph no longer being admissible as evidence in court. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the phone call, Steve. We're going to take a break.
Thank you.
With more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need before fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to get back to the phones here in a minute, but I wanted to get this story out there. Apparently, the BlackBerry name has become seen as a negative because of its involvement with Hillary Clinton, and their sales have been really bad. BlackBerry is reporting a loss of $372 million, and they're getting out of the phone business as a result. So, back to the phones here. Jeff in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
They didn't sell a hammer with every BlackBerry. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, I got three things for you. Okay. The guy that was the injector-in-chief, the diplomat neurological that's handling Hillary. Okay.
Yes.
There's some people that showed he had basically a white light flashlight to guide her with her Parkinson's. in the back of the DNC, okay? They did the same thing at the back of the debate. They had the darkened tunnel that Trump and her walked out of, and essentially they had the flashlighter with her steps to the ambulance. And then the third item, which is a serious one that you might want to work on with all your talents, is B-witched, the twitch that makes the optech glitch making Lester a snitch. Okay, there's a company in DARPA that basically makes a, it's I-O-P-T-I-K. They're out of, they're near Microsoft. They make a head-up lens that's on, that's a contact lens, okay, for about $350K. You remember, I only saw about the first 10 minutes of the debate because I got a phone call and I had to stay on it after that. The thing I noticed was it looked like Hillary had sand in her eye, her blink rate. The first couple minutes of the debate, do you remember that? She's like, okay, this thing right here, someone basically on this lamecherry.blogspot.com basically showed this optech thing. You might want to basically see if you can see an eye thickness thing on the with HD. If there's something
well,
like that.
Hang on a second. There's an issue there, and that is that Hillary Clinton does wear contacts normally anyway. When she doesn't, she puts on those glasses, but she doesn't like to do that anymore because it's showing that Fresnel prism in the one lens. Now, I don't know to what extent they can do a Fresnel prism in a contact lens. You get into an issue of orientation and alignment, which is also true for people with serious astigmatism. So whether or not we'd be, first of all, I saw that story come on out. I don't know how developed or credible this idea of the contact lens, because from an optical point of view, how do you get it to focus to where the person can see it within that space?
Confocal resonator, Mike. It's a confocal resonator. It's not using the front reflection off of a lens. It's actually focusing right back to the eye, curvature-wise. I'll send you some links on it.
All right, you can send me some links on it, but I'm looking at this with a great deal of dubiousness. I've had a lot of people send it to me, but frankly, I do have my doubts.
I do too.
Okay, that other little thing that you said about the B-witch thing, could you include that in your email? Because I couldn't write that down, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thanks a lot. See you. Bye.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Dennis in New York. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, do you remember Heathkit radios?
Oh, I loved Heathkit radios. I love Heathkit. I built their shortwave radio. I was like in high school when I built that, and I had it all the way until Claire and I were living in Washington State, and I got a newer, hipper transistor broadband receiver, a multiband receiver, and I gave the Heathkit to somebody else, and it was still working when I gave that away. And I built my first CB radio from a kit. I loved that stuff. And you can't get it anymore.
And on eBay, you know?
Well,
those are completed.
Those are completed.
They're not guys, you know?
You know, I wanted to build the Heathkit robot when it came out. But I love to build that stuff. I love building things like that. You know, but my big project right now is, you know, I focus on, you know, I'd like to build a new telescope, you know, because I did that too when I was in high school. I built my first astronomical telescope. I ground the mirror and everything. And, you know, telescopes are like guns. You always want one that's a little bit bigger and more powerful.
And you must live in an area that doesn't have a lot of light saturation or light pollution that you can see the stars.
Well, it's not bad here on Oahu. Obviously, we overlook Pearl Harbor, and toward the south is a little bit of light contamination. But I get to see the sky pretty good from here. And, of course, if you go on down to the Big Island and you go up on Mauna Loa, the observatory there, there's actually a campground way high up where you can spend the night with your own telescope, and the sky is just amazing there because you're above half the planet's atmosphere.
It's
14,000 feet up.
Yeah, mountains too on a clear night. Boy, I tell you. I wanted to mention something about Trump and the setup they had for him, but more specifically the taxes question and the reason why maybe he really couldn't answer that, okay? If you remember, the jobs are for Obama was Jeff Immelt, you know, president of NBC. who once ran that, you know, they gave Trump had his show, The Apprentice, on NBC.
Yes.
And although Trump may have been playing possum that first round, just as maybe both playing possum that first round, you know, before Hillary, before she got in, Trump was playing possum that first round, just like in a boxing ring, you don't throw your good punches in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be what happened there. But when we got to the tax question, you may have had a loyalty issue with Jeb and Melt. He may have some loyalty there. And here's an interesting thing about Jeff and Melt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're building trains in Brazil. He's got a plant down there. They did a big CBS story. And in 2000, in the year 2000, around this time of the year, I was down in New York City training with FDNY.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came in one night, and he went out with a bunch of, a knuckle old college buddy, that went out with a bunch of guys that his friends were friends, you know, where his friend was associated with. They went out to dinner, and he said these guys were railroad financiers, and they were talking about putting money back into the rail system in the country.
Yes.
And you know how they, you know, the big guys always know, you know, like 20 years ahead of time before we know anything, and they can set everything up before that.
Well, when you're talking about revitalizing our rail system, I mean, you need lead time like that. I mean, any one of these large infrastructure projects, like the light rail system we're dealing with here on Oahu, we're looking now at 8 years of construction, and it was 10 years of planning before that. But we definitely do need to bring our rail system back up to match the rest of the world. We need bullet trains. We need the cargo capacity, and then we need the manufacturing to put something on that cargo capacity. Our whole economic system has pretty much crashed, and that's why Wells Fargo and B of A and Lehman Brothers and all these other firms, they're literally surviving on fraud, and that fraud is the last step before collapse.
Yeah, well, the rail system may be a step in the direction towards rebuilding some part of the infrastructure here also. But as far as the tax thing, I just wanted to mention that because it seemed to be a reason why he didn't come out and you know, just put on the table, what about your Clinton Foundation, about the money that you donated to charity, that you donated to the Clinton Foundation, you donated right back to yourself. So the hypocrisy of all of that.
Yes.
And
well, I think he made a good point, you know, that he would release his tax returns as soon as Hillary releases those missing 33,000 emails. And, of course, Lester Holt just, you know, stepped on in and tried to get Donald Trump up. I don't think Donald Trump really understood the extent to which the moderator was going to be on Hillary's side. He was literally facing two opponents in this debate, and on the next debate he's going to be facing three. But I'm sure he's going to go on in there understanding that he's really debating three people and not just Hillary Clinton. And again, the feeling I had was that he was a little bit under the weather on this debate, but he didn't want to say anything because one of his big talking points is he's healthy and Hillary is not.
Yeah, that would have been an Achilles heel right there. They would have exploited that. Oh, look at him. He's a hypocrite because he's sick and he's snipping.
Yeah.
He couldn't
yeah.
do anything. Here's the funny thing about Comey. Little tidbit real quick about Comey. His grandfather we grew up in the same hometown down in Yonkers, mm-hmm. New York, right? And
yes.
Comey's grandfather was a police chief right around the early 1900s. But he was never actually the police chief. He only made it to the rank of captain. Previous police chief bankrupted the pension system so bad, they decided never to have another police chief again. And so this guy was an acting police chief because he was brown-nosing the administration. If you look at the grand, I guess the apple didn't fall far from the tree there. And you might be able to ask Gerald Celente about some of this because Gerald's been in some of the back rooms in Yonkers. He ran some Westchester political campaigns back in the 70s, and I wouldn't be surprised mm-hmm. if I ran into him a couple of times, you know?
Yeah. Again, my issue with Comey is that he doesn't really have experience in law enforcement, and he was on the board of HSBC when it was caught laundering drug money. But, you know, in this country, bankers are above the law, you know?
No.
And now this banker is the law.
He's not law enforcement. He's just a, You know, he's in legal, but and he's in finance, but he was never really in law enforcement. Yeah.
No, he wasn't, and it was almost that this was his payoff. For you know, for the, all the money that went from HSBC to the Clinton Foundation, it's all just tangled up together with that slush fund.
It must have been handed down from his grandfather, the whole attitude, you know?
Yeah.
The whole attitude. Oh, yeah, one more note, too. I don't care how many poses Madonna wants to put on a calendar. She was never that great-looking anyway.
Well, you know, like I said, she's 58 now, but actually when she was younger, when she did her Playboy, well, the Playboy bought the shoot, you know, and she looked really, really good. And I know that because one of the companies I worked at in Hollywood briefly literally had their office in a building way up on the side of Hollywood Land, literally right under the Hollywood sign. And our windows overlooked Madonna's place, and she was in the habit of walking around there without much in the way of clothing on. And, you know, we guys and a couple of the girls really appreciated that.
They do the same thing in Park Slope, Brooklyn. It's like looking at the Hollywood Squares when you're walking down the street. Everybody's walking in front of windows with no shades or curtains. It's like, look at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike. It's good to hear your show. It's really cooking here. I want you to also, you may have forgotten, I mentioned to you and I sent you an email about a video that is titled 1948, The Birth of a New Specimen of Human Being. And basically, the United States is in the Zionist Israeli-Palestinian employment mode right now, which is outlined.
Yeah. It is humiliating to the American people to see our government such an obvious puppet to Tel Aviv. And look what's happening all over the world. You have all these nations that are sick and tired of puppet rulers. They're standing up to kick them out. It's happening in Iraq. It's happening in Afghanistan. It's happening in Yemen. It's happening in Libya. And Syria is trying to prevent it from happening in the first place. These people are not happy with puppet rule. Why should we, the American people, be any more satisfied with it? Especially when you look at the deteriorated state of our nation, and our government just gave Israel another $38 billion.
Well,
we are being plundered. Our wealth is being strip mined and given away to another country.
Well, all I can tell the people is keep your eye on the markets. If the stocks are going up, then you buy your gold, because that's when the gold price goes down.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, listen, Dennis, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I want to call in for the first time to give my feedback on the debate and go over six of the attacks from Hillary. But first, regarding those contact lenses, the caller, just make a note of looking up. The DARPA announced a military contact lens last year that has a color projection linked up to a small personal drone for a trooper on the ground so that he can see over obstacles. So the breakaway technology is just really magical, almost like just unbelievable. And she does have hundreds of millions of dollars, and she is a puppet of the New World Order. So I wouldn't put it past her to have some incredibly exotic technology helping her out.
Well, one thing I did notice during the debate, especially during that first hour, when everybody was still going from the scripts, Hillary had this habit of taking pauses in the middle of her sentences at what appeared to be inappropriate locations. Now, when we're all talking, we will pause here and there for emphasis and clarity and separation, commas and everything. But she was taking these breaks in the middle, in areas. It almost seemed like she was pausing to wait for something to either be shown her or told to her. And there's go ahead.
I really like your idea best, that box and that wire coming up the back of her skull is like a skull transducer. That was transmitting words for her. That's my best bet on that one.
Well, I'll tell you why I find the contact lens story dubious. aside from the technological limits and the optical problems. I remember when virtual reality was first coming out and you could buy these little headbands that had a mirror that went in front of your eye. And this was even before Google Glass. And Google Glass has turned out to be a disaster as well for a very simple reason. The image coming from the device moves with your head. The background, when you move your – they don't register. The background stays the background, and then whatever's being projected over it moves around. And it's actually very, very difficult to make any sense of it, and that's why these devices have kind of gone off the market. And so I think Hillary would have a real problem. We do know she was reading notes that were on top of her podium. It doesn't feel right to me, and it's an interesting concept, and if the technology really works, that's good. But again, looking at how Google Glass did not really work out as a consumer item, I think there's a very good reason for that.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So my feedback, my take on the debate is that Donald Trump grossly misinterpreted how prepared. Can you hold me over, please?
Yeah, I can hold you over, but you're going to have to be really, really fast because we got one more call I want to get to before the end of the show. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Burn up our mosques and our homes and our
But our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Mateus, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Okay, so I think Trump misunderstood how prepared she would be, because we all thought she wouldn't even be able to make it through without passing out or having a coughing fit or something. And so he kind of made a mistake on how ready she was going to be, and I don't think he invested enough in preparing. Now, to some of the attacks, she says, you're a racist, lie accusing Obama of being born in Kenya. He could have said something like, oh, that's rich coming from someone that says blacks are super predators that need to be brought to heel, and not responded any further to that, right? And then just totally made her look bad. And she's saying, maybe you're not as charitable as you let on. He just has to say, if you want to talk charity, why did you pocket 95% of money for a Haiti donation?
Okay, hang on. We can all play Tuesday morning quarterback on this. The debate is over, and the debate is the debate. And I'm sure Trump's advisors are already prepping him for the second debate, and they understand the reality that's going to be out there. As far as the issue about Obama being born in Kenya, that originated with the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2008. It was one of her pieces of propaganda against Barack Obama. Sidney Blumenthal, Hillary Clinton's associate, was the main one out there floating that story around. Now, Donald Trump, who was not inside the government at the time, can be forgiven for having fallen for the lie, as so many people did. But that doesn't mean that he was the instigator or the supporter of it, and that would have been appropriate. Anyway, listen, Mateus, I got to let you go. We got one more phone call I want to fit in before the end of the show, and that's Pat in Vermont. Thank you for waiting so patiently. I know you've been holding for a really long time. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How are you?
Doing fine.
Great. I wanted to thank you personally for the way that you've handled the response on this debate. I mean, I know a lot of the issues, as do you, much more so, but not more than you, but I mean, I'm just speaking backwards. But basically, I was annoyed to the point of being irate, or I was in a state of rage at the end of that debate, at Donald Trump. Hillary ate his lunch, from my perspective. I love Trump, and I hate Hillary. But I got done with that, and I was just so freaking annoyed that he didn't cover what he needed to cover. But I wasn't taking into consideration the fact that Les was acting as another debater and doing what he was doing, and that he was getting, you know, teamed up on in the 50 versus the two, you know, times that he countered and stopped Donald dead in his tracks. So I'm appreciative of the fact that you're expressing what's really happened. I didn't see that at all. And
yes,
I really needed to come to your show the next day and get some relief, because it saved me from going to Walmart and buying us some rope. I want to hang myself after that. I was so frustrated.
Oh, no. Never hang yourself. It's always much more profitable to hang somebody else.
Agreed. So I'm going back to my 100 points for the first 100 days and not giving up on that whole idea, and hoping that his team does a better job prepping him this time, and that Judge Jeanine doesn't tell him to take it easy on the old lady again, and that he starts talking about the 45 or 48 million on food stamps, the 90 whatever million that aren't working, that lost good jobs.
The missing 6 billion from the State Department. There's
exactly.
The music. I hate to cut you off here. We got to let you go.
Yes,
it's the end of our show.
Thank you personally, Michael. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. A reminder, you are all part of the independent media. You take what you learn here. You take what you find at the website. You print it out. You have documentation, and you go on out, and you share it with the rest of America. The future, not just of the United States, but of the entire planet, is at stake. Hillary will put us into nuclear war with Russia, and that's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.